Okay, wait a minute.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay.
I'm thinking. How guru can follow us life after life if he has at least two disciples? Okay. If it is not connected with Paramatma as guru.
Can you try to ask again? Ask that in a different way.
Okay, you have two, three disciples.
Or it doesn't matter. One or whatever.
But how can follow if he has one? Okay, maybe can be life after life, as I read. But it's if he has more disciples, how can follow a life after life?
They're asking a question because Narottam Das Thakura Mahashaya and other places it's mentioned that janmi say, hey Prabhu say, that life, birth after birth, my guru is my master, he is my lord. So how does it work? So it works like this, that the guru in the spiritual, the basic relationship is very personal. In the Bhagavatam, in Dwarka Leela, Narada Muni wanted to understand Krishna's Leela. So you see in 10th canto Bhagavatam, is that closed? That screen door should be closed. So Guru, how to follow the Guru life after life if he has so many disciples? There's no problem. Narada Muni in Bhagavatam, in Dwarka Leela, 10th canto Bhagavatam, he went to visit Krishna and he wanted to see what he was doing in Dwarka. It's because he has 16,000 palaces and 16,000 queens. So Narada Muni expanded himself. Narada Muni went simultaneously, visited all the palaces the same exact moment. In each palace, Krishna was doing a different activity. In some palaces at that time, he was practicing sword fighting. Another place he was listening to his ministers advise him about politics and government. Another place he was sitting having some breakfast with his queen. And so Krishna was doing something different at each moment. And not only that, so there were 16,000 Krishnas and 16,000 different queens. But so Krishna, there was one Krishna for every queen. Okay. Not only was there one Krishna, but in every palace that Narada Muni went to, there was one Vasudeva and one Devaki, and one Uddhava and one Akrura. These are the and one Balaram. These are associates. So there was 16,000 Vasudevas, 16,000 Devakis, 16,000 Uddhavas. So the commentaries here and other places is telling that there's one Krishna. This is in Priti Sandarbha, in the last verse of Anuchet 10, Priti Sandarbha. It describes in the Jiva Goswami's, the Bhagavatam verse he cites and also his commentary. He says there's one Krishna and one spiritual world for every liberated soul. One spiritual world and one Krishna for every single liberated soul. So the guru, when you get liberated, you go to the spiritual world, you'll be with your guru, and you'll be with Radha and Krishna, Lita Mishaka, and some other disciple. You will have your own Radha, your own Krishna, and your own guru, one-on-one. You follow? It'll be when you go to the spiritual world, it'll be Radha and Krishna, and you and your guru, then your guru's guru. Your parampara will be there. The parampara will end with you. It will be you, and then above you is your guru. Above your guru is his guru, your param guru, then his guru, and all the way to Advaita or Nityananda, Gadadhar, etc. And then, of course, that's in Manjari Sarup. It's different. The Manjari's Sakhi form and your Sakhi form goes to Lita, Vishaka, and Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari, like this. So that's no problem. If the guru has one disciple, It's like Krishna having one palace. If Krishna has one palace in Dwarka, then he has one queen there and one Vasudeva, one Devaki. If he has two palaces, he has two Devakis and two Vasudevas and two Uruvas. So the guru has, there'll be a one spiritual world for every disciple and one guru with every disciple. That's how individual, how personal and unique the whole dynamics of the spiritual consciousness is.